Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon. We have learned over the last couple of years that Abigail Spamberger is, well, she's a lot of things. Most of the things she is, however, are the things she tries to hide from her constituents in the 7th District. You've noticed that, right? She is a Nancy Pelosi acolyte. There's no question about that. You look at where her funds come from and you think, huh, I thought you said you weren't involved with all of that. I thought you said you were sort of this middle of the road and really representing people and listening to folks. And you go, no. Now, every once in a while, they give her the opportunity to vote in a way that she's able to point to it and go, see, oh, I didn't vote for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. Well, of course not. Things get set up there in D.C. It's amazing to me to watch how the books are cooked on a regular basis. All right, well, you need to be able to say you voted against this or you just didn't vote. Not to worry. We're going to reconfigure things over there. We got enough support. You're good on this one. But remember, next time you got to do this and that. So what happens? Last time, as we know, Abigail Spamberger was able to pull out a victory. These are not crushing numbers as you look at it. Tina Ramirez has been on the scene for a long time and has been an outspoken voice when it comes to combating critical race theory. When we talk about governor's schools and things of that sort, saying we've got to maintain standards and really education. And Tina Ramirez has thrown her hat into the ring. She would like to unseat Abigail Spamberger. I'm happy to say Tina's here. Tina, welcome.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me. It's great to be with you.
Absolutely. The pleasure is mine. So you didn't have enough abuse the last time you went out and said, let me help you. And you're saying, all right, I'm stepping up to the plate again. What gives?
Well, you know, we need to get rid of Abigail Spamberger. I think everyone in the district is united on that one point. So yeah. I feel, you know, I have this sense of urgency probably more now than ever, even before, about what's happening in not only just, I mean, our community, but our state, our country. I mean, we look all around us and we just see the liberal progressive policies running amok. And I think that people in the suburbs, you know, and across our community are very concerned.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no choice, Jeff. You know, I mean, you know that I run an international organization that does human rights work around the world. So I fight for freedom in authoritarian regimes everywhere. And then when I see them shutting down our speech, our freedom of conscience, our freedom of belief, of worship, you know, from churches to schools to everything, you can't stand for that in America. If we don't have liberty here, where will we have it anywhere?
It's a great question. You talk about the suburbs, right? 7th District, Henrico, Chesterfield, these are people, your potential constituents, who have to be looking at the violence that is erupting in the city of Richmond, the terrible violence we saw last summer. And I mean, I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I've got to be thinking, they're thinking, man, that could be coming here next week. How do we know it's not?
Well, people are very concerned. And I think that, you know, over the last year, we've seen this front and center from the way that they shut down our schools and been trying to indoctrinate our children. And your listeners need to understand, Abigail Spamberger has taken more money than any other member of Congress from the teachers' unions. So more than even Nancy Pelosi.
Wait, whoa. Hang on a second here. Yes. No, that's not humanly possible, is it?
She is literally number one, the most, the person that has taken more money than anyone else from the teachers' union. And these are the same teachers' unions that shut down our schools and forced families like mine to scramble last year to figure out what to do with our kids so they wouldn't be left behind. These are the same schools that are indoctrinating our kids in this racist rhetoric that are dividing families. I mean, my daughter, you know, she is biracial, and the schools are literally teaching her to hate her mother because of the color of her skin and to see as morally superior the father that abandoned her. Now, tell me on what planet that's okay. Where is that okay? And, you know, for these kinds of things to be happening, I've fought for human rights all over the world, and then for them to be telling my daughter that she needs to prejudge people based on the color of their skin. I mean, we fought against this 60 years ago. What, 70 years ago? What is going on?
You know, isn't that the question to ask? I want to remind everybody, Tina Ramirez is joining us, and Tina raises a great point. There was a battle about this. We had this fight. We listened to folks like Dr. Martin Luther King talk about content of character as opposed to color of skin. And I'd like to think that most of us had moved forward. We had advanced, but man, they're just cramming it down the throats of everybody now, and it's just appalling. It's just appalling.
It is. Well, and Jeff, as you said a minute ago, this isn't something that I've just gotten on the bandwagon to fight. I mean, since last year when they shut down our schools, I had parents reach out to me and say, "Tina, do you know what's happening in our schools?" And they sent me articles literally from local high schools where the principal from, like, my daughter could be going to the school that was saying, that was giving them Southern Poverty Law Center articles that said, "You need to read this," and it was promoting Marxist ideology. This is the same Marxism that is allowing the Cuban government to persecute and oppress their own people right now. And now it is being taught in our schools. So when Abigail Spanberger sits on the Foreign Affairs Committee and can't speak with moral courage against communism, it's because she's already embraced it with the teachers' unions and the way that they've been indoctrinating our kids. That's the problem, Jeff, and that's why she needs to go. I mean, it's beyond the pale. I mean, this was happening in Powhatan County, where I grew up. Yeah. When I was a kid there, I mean, the biggest deal was that we didn't have McDonald's. It wasn't that they were trying to indoctrinate our kids, you know? I mean, my dad was a rural doctor. He was probably one of the few Hispanics in the area. We did not have these kinds of issues growing up. And I am very concerned with the type of country that my daughter is growing up in, the kind of country or community that she's growing up in where she has to face this. Yeah. But, I mean, in addition to that, you're right. Spanberger has a record. It's not just the teachers' unions and taking money from them. She's on the PRO Act and other legislation up in D.C. that is over-regulating and burdening small businesses. I run a small business. I see this every day, and I talk to people in the community that can't get employees that because there's too many people on unemployment right now that they're literally being forced to shut down because of over-taxation and over-regulation. It is heartbreaking to me to see businesses that have been in our community for decades having to shut down and close their doors because the government is forcing them out of business. This is what happens in authoritarian countries. It should not be happening in America. And we need to get government out of the way. And then I look at things like H.R. 1, which Spanberger says it's for the people act, right? It's for the politicians and politicians like her that went up there pretending like she was this, you know, fierce, independent woman. But like you said, she's been literally taking her directives from Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi ever since she got there and has rubber stamped their policies. I mean, she can abdicate from the vote for Nancy Pelosi, but she's been rubber stamping every single one of her policies. And H.R. 1, for those of your listeners that don't know, I mean, if you're concerned about election integrity, you need to be concerned about this. Because if you remember, under the Obama administration, the IRS was coming after conservative groups. H.R. 1 would allow the government to force nonprofits and for-profits to open up their membership and their donor rolls to public view. That means the NRA and every other group would be forced to publicize who supports them, and it would basically become Obama's policy on steroids. Yes. That's what's happening. Yes. So we've just, you know, we've gotten to the point where we have more career politicians up there, and instead we need people that will go up there and do the right thing, get government out of our way. You know, whether it's in the education system, whether it's in, you know, the business, you know, in our economy, we need government out of the way. And that's the only way our community is going to recover from COVID and you know, the government intrusion in our lives, but yep. that our children will grow up in an America that we recognize.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is the challenge. I mean, each of us as a mother, as a father, regardless, my opinion, regardless of religion or ethnic identification or height or weight or eye color, any of this, every one of us as a mother or father ultimately thinks to ourselves, hey, I want to do better for my kids. Even if we did pretty well, even if our upbringing was pretty good, there's still something we might be able to do better. And it's not necessarily a physical thing or a financial thing, but we get this nation. We're charged with taking care of it, in my opinion, Tina. It's not a gift. It's a loan. We got to take care of it, and you keep it shiny, and every once in a while you got to hammer out some of the dents, but you make it better, and then you pass it on to your kids. You know, that's what we're supposed to do, and we're just, God, we've just lost sight of that.
Well, and the politicians have lost sight of that, and that's why we need to get politicians out of the way. We need citizen legislators that are going to go up there, roll up their sleeves, and help bring the people back into, you know, to really the ones that are the focus of government. I think the thing that really concerns me too is, you know, I'm a single parent. I work really hard for myself, for my daughter. I put myself in danger in these countries where I work. Yeah. And to come home and to have the government treating me like their personal piggy bank for their pet projects and their progressive liberal policies that literally want to undermine my values and the values I'm trying to teach my daughter and the values that I teach all around the world, I can't stand for that.
Yep.
People, we do not need the government telling us what to do with our money. We don't need them, you know, taking from all of us to give to their pet projects. That's got to stop. I mean, we need to get back to a balanced budget and to fiscal responsibility. And this wasteful overspending is unconscionable. That you can't run a government that way other than running it into the ground.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hey, Tina, we're way out of time here, but do me a favor. For folks who want to learn a little bit more, read a little bit more, maybe become involved, who knows, what's the best way? Good website there?
Yeah, so anyone can go to TinaRamirez.com and learn more about my campaign for Congress. As you mentioned, we announced a few weeks ago, we raised like over $100,000 our first week out. So there's a lot of momentum in the district. I would love for people to get on the website, sign up, volunteer, donate, and join this movement. Spamberger sent out fundraising emails the day I announced. So she's afraid. She knows that I am the one that's going to take her out. And you can join me, you know, the first month out and being a part of that effort. And I look forward to, you know, being back on, Jeff, and talking to you more. I love your show and everything that you do.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we're rather fond of you as well, Tina, so I look forward to that. Thank you so much. That is Tina Ramirez. Tina Ramirez has just a wonderful story, the quintessential American story, if you ask me. And she is once again stepping up to the plate and saying, okay, I want to take a crack at this 7th congressional seat. So I appreciate her being here. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.